Welcome to another episode of More Gold Investors, where we're building wealth through real estate. This is one of your hosts, Lakisha Nidera, and joining me is our other host,
Ozzy Asir. What up?
And so we are here today, family, bringing you some business. And so today I thought it would be just perfect if we talked about mindset.
Yes, because if you're going into real estate or any business, you have to have an optimistic mindset, and a mindset that you can just get through anything.
This is so true. This is so true. Because what is it if you don't have the right mind to get it? What is it that you're going for if your mind is not in the right place? You know, oftentimes when we are about the business of whether it's doing for ourselves or acquiring things, even if it's relating to health, relationship, you know, anything, mindset is, to me, one of the most important things that has to be on right. You know, it's kind of like putting your clothes on in the morning, you know. Can you imagine if you put your shoes on the wrong foot, you put your shirt on backwards, you started up your car, and instead of maybe going forward, you went in reverse? All of these things go back to mindset. So when you're talking about real estate, when you're talking about wealth, when you're talking about acquiring anything in life, having the right mindset is key. So what I really just kind of just wanted to throw out here in this conversation is ask you a question. You know, it's rhetorical. You can't necessarily talk back, or can you? You can talk back to us, because you can always go to our More Gold Investors
podcast page. But we also have More Gold Investors on Anchor. If you download the app on Anchor, you can send us questions, and we might add your questions to the show.
We may very well do that. So the question that I ask you today is, what's on your mind? What is on your mind? And what needs to be on your mind in order for you to get what you need? So what's on your mind? What is it that you wake up thinking about every day? What is it that you go to sleep thinking about every day? How do you feel? What do you think about most? You know, what is it that you're feeding yourself daily, mentally? What is your mental diet? Is it one of hope? Is it one of despair? Is it one of I can, or is it one of I can't? Can you do or can you not? You know, what exactly does that look like? And if for some reason it does not look the way you want it to look, then guess what? Guess what? You can make a change. Yep, you can do that. You can change it. We don't always have to keep the same thing going, especially if it's not working for us. You know, there is a saying that, what is that about insanity? Basically, the definition is continuing to do something over and over again and getting the same results. Well, what about when you think differently, when you change your mindset, when you decide that, you know what, I no longer want this defeatist attitude, you know, I want a different mindset, I want to think differently, I want to feel differently, I want to be differently, I want to do differently. When you take action steps to be intentional, of how you think, then it makes a big difference on how you move. So here at More Gold Investors, you see, we are saying we're more. We intentionally chose the language more because we want more. We want to be about the business of having more, of acquiring more. And so that's all about mindset. We have to put the language out there so that we can follow suit with the action.
It's so crazy that as soon as we start recording, what happens? Somebody wants to mow their lawn. That's okay. They're keeping their area nice and neat and all that good stuff. But yeah, Lakisha, you're so very, very right. What's your morning routine? How do you stay so focused and so positive?
Wow, that is a good question. You know, so this is what I do. First of all, it starts even before the morning, Aja. It starts the night before. The night before I lay down and go to sleep, I always think about what I want my day to look like the next day. I think about what I want to accomplish. I just pretty much think about my goals that I have for the following day. And so as I'm sleeping, as I'm resting, those things are kind of churning through my mind. And I feel like it's so necessary for me to kind of predict what my day is going to be. I intentionally determine this is what I want. So it starts the night before. Now, sometimes the night before, I may go to sleep listening to a certain type of thing. Usually it's something that's going to put me in the mind to go to sleep, but at the same time, it may be something that I'm interested in. So for example, lately, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, like the one that you're listening to now, but it's the type of podcast that's going to get me to where I know I'm going. It's like, you know, a map. It's like right now we have Google Map. We have all different types of things to get us to where we need to get to. And if we don't know exactly where we're going, or if we have some idea, we put it in Google search and hell, it'll tell us turn left, turn right. So I have to pre-program myself the night before to prepare myself for the next day. Now, when I get up, or the next day, I usually get up pretty early, depending upon what day of the week it is. But if it's the weekday, I'm usually getting up about 4:30, 5 o'clock, depending upon what took place the night before. And before I even get out the bed, I have already decided exactly how things are going to play out for that day. So I have a good idea of what's getting ready to take place. I give thanks. I start just being grateful. I start being grateful for everything that took place the day before. I start being grateful for any bit of goodness that I received, you know, just so gratitude. I start my day off with gratitude and I end it with gratitude. But again, the mindset that I have is I have to be intentional because I'm working towards a particular goal. And this is what I need to fuel myself, to energize myself, to kind of get up off my butt, because it's not always easy. It's not always, it's not always easy, you know, because we have distractions. And so as much as I'm able to, I try to control my distractions so that I can remain focused and make sure that I get done what I say I'm going to get done. So that's just a little tidbit of, you know, what I do at night, the night before, and then the day of.
You know, like you say, it's so professional. Like, she is like the professional. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you already know this because you're listening to the show. She's the professional, and I'm like, look.
No, I'm not.
my routine is, yeah, the day before, I'll write down my goals. It's usually the night before or the early morning of, I'll write down the goals for the day. But my day has to include, it has to begin with either Rick Ross or Jay-Z. I gotta go for a run, and on my way to wherever I'm running, I have to be listening to a Billy Nair. I gotta listen to some Rick Ross, back the block. You know, that everybody's using that saying now, but you know that. A lot of it came from that song, Bye Back to Black. I got to listen to something that's going to put me into it. Mm-hmm. And then I go for a run, and I feel charged up, and I'm getting it. And usually, mm-hmm. by 2 o'clock, I'm ready to go to sleep.
Well, listen, you know what? To me, that's such it's a beautiful thing, though, because Aja has her way, and I have mine. And, you know, mine can change up a little bit, but what I love about it is, I have this thing about what is your morning cup of mocha? You know, how do you get your day started? Mine can be a smoothie. Yours can be a run. Mine can be a swim. You know, yours can be some Rick Ross and some Jay-Z. But everybody needs to have something to get their day started, even though it may look differently. We all have different personalities. We just all are inspired by different things, and we enjoy different things, and it's nothing wrong with it. I might switch up a little bit. You know, I might put me something on that's going to get me pumping, and shoot, you come across me, you like, who is that girl? You know, I kind of joke with Aja every once in a while about her kombucha, you know, and her Jay-Z. It's like, you know, if I feel I need to get in a certain kind of mode, then I may need to go get me some kombucha and listen to me some Jay-Z, and then you call me, you'll be like, what? You know, so it's nothing wrong with that. What I love the most is that we recognize that we need to do something. We need to do something to move. Yeah. Like right now, you may hear in the background, because as Aja mentioned, you know, We have lawnmowers maybe in the background because somebody is mowing the lawn. Well, we have more gold investors. We have moving, all starting with an M-O. So I'm about what's getting you mo. What's going to get you some mo?
Ooh, she's
what's going to get you some more, whether it's more money, whether it's more gold, whether it's more action, whether it's just more movement. What is going to get you motivated to move your assets?
Okay.
And get up off of your assets and make things happen. It's all about the mind. It's all about moving and moving and making things happen, but it starts with what you're thinking.
That's right. And, you know, I'm thinking about the mindset that you have to have in order to go into a city that's been hit so hard,
yes,
like Gary. And people ask me, how in the world can you even see that on a regular basis? And I'm going to tell you, some of the blight is a little bit too much for me on a regular basis. So I tend to stay in a few areas that we invest in. But when I look at Gary, I look at where it could be.
Yes.
Because the infrastructure is still there. The properties are still beautiful. They need help. The streets are still beautiful. You can see what downtown used to be. Everything is still there. And so I have to visualize where I want it to be in order to even push myself to want to invest. You as an investor, as a business owner, you can't concentrate on where you are right now.
Right.
Especially if you're not where you want to be. But even if you're where you want to be, there's always something bigger. You have to concentrate. And it's the difference between you. Of course, you have to be in the present and feel your presence and all. But at the same time, you need to be concentrating on where you want to go. How do you envision the environment that you want to live in? When I go to Gary, I'm like, okay, we have this beautiful house that we're rehabbing, but I also need businesses to come in that are going to feed me and things that, you know, give me the things that I like to do. I like beautiful cut flowers. I like having wine. I like artisanal breads. I like theater. I like all of these things.
Yes.
So I have to reach out to these business people and bring them, have them see the vision of where I'm trying to go and bring them to the city so we can all create this together. Because that's what community development is about.
That's exactly right. You know, you made so many excellent points. You talked about vision. And, you know, there is a saying or a scripture that talks about, you know, where there is no vision, people perish. And this is what we see taking place oftentimes in many cities throughout the country. People are perishing every day because there is a lack of vision. And my thing is, if you have the vision, who's now going to help you to execute it? Sometimes we sit and wait. Sometimes we sit and we wait for somebody to bring us food when we should be getting up off of our assets and getting and learning what needs to take place so that we can put food on our table. Now, the one thing, and we're not turning this into a show of religion or anything like that. We all have different ways of thinking, different ways or different philosophical viewpoints. But one thing that I believe wholeheartedly is that if there is a God, and if you believe in a God, God helps those who help themselves. There's nothing spooky about it. If you want to eat, you need to go out and get some bread. I have never in all my years of living ever had anybody just to deliver me some food. I mean, unless now we got Uber Eats or unless I call a delivery person. But what I'm saying is that nobody is just going to bring us anything. If you want something, you got to get it by grinding. And it's nothing wrong with getting down dirty and pulling up your, you know, sleeves and putting your Timberlands on and hitting the pavement and going to work. I would rather enjoy, or there would for me be more enjoyment when I know that I was involved in making something happen for me and my family, opposed to sitting back watching life go by as the world turns upside down and, you know, all my children and generation after generation. I don't even know the name of some of these shows, but you get what
you
I'm
know
saying.
Why, you know, because you're out there working.
I'm grinding. I don't have time. I'm going to tell you, while people are watching Empower and Power, I'm trying to, no, I ain't trying to do nothing. Let me say this. While people are watching Empire and Power, which is nothing wrong with that if that's your flavor, I'm being empowered, getting my own power, being reinventing myself, leaving my family generational wealth. And let me just say this on generational wealth. Generational wealth is not only about what we leave our children financially, physically, but it's also about the mindset that we pass down to our children once we leave here. Are they going to be grinders, or are they going to wait and take your money that you've given them and left them through generational wealth and then blow it? Or have they been taught the basic principles of maintaining and having a certain mindset to go and get out of life what they desire and not sit at home and wait for somebody to bring them food when they can surely get up off of their behind and get it for themselves?
Look, I want to talk about waiting for somebody to bring you food, clothing, and shelter. Look, let me tell you, people of Gary, I love y'all. And people of Inglewood, I love y'all too. You know I'm from Inglewood. But we have to get out of this conversation of, well, they left and now the neighborhood is like the way it is. Or
wow.
The people of the west side of Chicago, oh, the Martin Luther King riot. Dude, it's 2018 and we're talking about the Martin Luther King riot. It's 2018 and we're talking about people leaving Gary and going to Maryville. Don't nobody care about that. Don't nobody care.
Get with the program.
Get with the program, because right now, you had an opportunity to buy property. You have the opportunity. You may not think you had an opportunity, but because you're listening to the show, you have an inkling, you have a desire to do something more.
So this is what I'm going to say to you all who are listening. I'm going to present a challenge. And what I would like to encourage you to do is, now if you're doing something that works for you and it's giving you the results that you need, then keep it up. But if you're challenged with moving out and making things happen, then let's do some readjusting of the mindset first and change your habits in the evening before you go to sleep and in the morning. Set your intentions, just like you set your alarm clock. Set your intentions, because you set your alarm clock expecting for the alarm clock to go off and wake you up in the morning. I'm saying set your intentions so that you can follow suit and do exactly what you desire to do because you said so. If nothing else, it's so important to keep your word to yourself, because if you can keep your word to yourself, then, hey, you won't be a liar and you'll make everything that you say happen and pop. So start with thinking. And then what I like to challenge you to do is this. If you have a goal of getting property or investing or, you know, moving or changing your environment, doing something that you just have never done before, then get your coins in order. Let's see. Right now we are in almost what will be the very last quarter of the year. So we got approximately 3+ months to make some ish happen.
Oh my goodness.
We got like
three plus months.
It's all right, because we going to get busy. So I'm telling you this, next year is a new year, right? So we're at 2018, last quarter. If you can put in the work in these last 3 months and gather your nuts, just like the squirrels, gather what you need so that you can get ready to have all the tools necessary when you take yourself to the next phase. By the time January hits, if you should be a person in a category to get taxes back, take your taxes and hold on to them. Don't go out there spending money that you don't have to keep up with the Joneses, who really, in a few days, they're going to be like the squatters because they've been trying to keep up with the Marshalls, who, you know, and the list goes on and on. I'm saying take your money, put it aside, and in a couple of months, we got an announcement for you. We got a huge announcement, and we're going to show you how you can take those dollars and get more. See, we told you we're called More Gold Investors, where we're building real estate, where we're building wealth through real estate. We want to help you help yourself. We want to help you so we can build something, so that we can be something, so that we can have more, and so that we can move. So that's my challenge to you. Change your night habits, change your day habits. Save up like the squirrel saves up when he knows that he's going to need what's in his arsenal. Get yourself busy and get yourself motivated and moving. But more importantly, be intentional. Be intentional.
And then Lucky Shay is going to give you some feedback on how you can make that money without really having much money,
there
right?
There you go. So, you saving that money that I'm talking about for just, you know, something kind of like a rainy day, like an insurance policy, but you really don't need it. We just want you to have something in the bank, you know, just in case. But I'm going to show you, we're going to show you More Gold Investors. We're going to invest in you so that you can invest in yourself and in your future and in your family. How does that sound?
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. If you're not about buying real estate, if you're not about buying businesses and running businesses and community development and taking care of yourself physically and mentally, what you doing?
What you doing? What you doing? Who you waiting on?
Right. Ain't nobody coming to save you.
And
you can look around and tell that.
Yeah. You don't want to put your future in the hands of anybody else. Our future is in our hands.
Yeah.
Because you hold the key. We hold the key. We hold the key to our future.
That's right.
So, everybody, we thank you for joining us. We look forward to you joining us the next time. Again, this is More Gold Investors, where we are building wealth through real estate.
And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, More Gold Investors. That's our page, as well as the More Gold Investors podcast page.
All right, now.